launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves here, 855-453, that number toll-free, and brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-453. Join us online, head over to freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website. They include the webcam, and you can go and enjoy that, as well as many other things. Once again, freetalklive.com. Starting out here this hour, it is Ian in the studio.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go right into your phone calls. But then coming up, Mark, we've got five more of the 10 things that would be different, according to the Future of Freedom Foundation, in a more libertarian society.
That's right.
But first, Mike is on the line in New Mexico, listening via the TuneIn app on his smartphone. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to touch on what's going on with the horse meat situation. The Drudge Report, one of their top stories today was the wild horses that get rounded up, and they're being sold in California for $50 a head, supposedly to dog food companies. But I'm just wondering how much, if it's possible, that maybe we're eating horse meat unknowingly here in America.
I know that they've attempted that this has happened in other countries, first world countries, I believe Great Britain. They were having an issue with that a couple of weeks ago, and that they found out that horse meat is being put in with like hamburger and things like that.
Is there something wrong with horse meat?
Well, people don't want to be eating
They don't
horses.
Like eating things that are cute. Is that the thing?
Yeah, that's they want to. I think it's fair that people know what they're eating, right? Like, that's a fair thing.
Sure, if you're advertising something as
beef, yeah. Right? Beef means, well, actually, according to the USDA, beef means any product of a cow. So cow hair is
cow butt.
Yeah, is all of cow anus is beef.
Yeah,
I think that most people really believe that beef is, you know, a meat with a certain amount of fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I should say muscle with a certain amount of fat in it. But some of these companies have mixed in horse meat, and horse meat is redder than beef, so it gives it a more desirable look on the shelf if it's a hamburger, that kind
okay.
of thing. So, yeah, I'm sure it's happening.
Go ahead.
Also, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Also, and this, I'm only saying this in a biblical sense, we're not supposed to be eating horse meat also. And the thing that I find
That's
sad
right.
Wait, what? Clarify that, please.
In a biblical sense?
Yeah.
The horse doesn't have a cloven hoof, nor does it chew a cud. We're supposed okay. to only eat meat that, of an animal that chews a cud and has a cloven hoof. You know, like a deer, an elk, a cow. You know, that's why Muslims own pigs because... Yeah, that was an elk sounded like right there.
That was an elk, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, Muslim people don't eat pigs. A pig has a cloven hoof, but it does not chew a cud.
Doesn't chew cud, right. And
but anyway,
do Jewish people. But I don't know who. I think that the terminology that threw everybody off was we. And, you know, I am supposed to eat pigs, I can assure you.
Oh, I love eating pigs. I mean, I think they taste delicious. I love
yes.
bacon. It's one of my favorite foods. But I find it sad that even up until less than 100 years ago, humans were using horses for work and transportation, and now they're just culled and herded, and they're shot for sport and sold at auction for meat. I think it's really a sad testament about how Americans just throw away a creature that's pretty magnificent and served
yeah.
us well for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
I agree with you, but I just don't know what to do with that information. I mean, you know, if I, like, let's say for a second that I want to, you know, reduce my carbon footprint or something like that and go from car to horse. I mean, my life is going to be significantly harder, and the horses aren't as useful as a bicycle. I mean, I'm going to be better off with a mountain bike than I am going to be with a horse. You don't have to feed a mountain bike. You don't have to care for it. You don't have, there's that elk sound again.
It's a horse.
You don't have to.
What kind of animal? I don't know.
So, you know, I mean, it's just, society's moved beyond the horse.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that we should be eating it, though. I mean, there's just something about it that seems really nasty. That's like eating a dog.
You.
I know it's a delicacy, and I know that in France they eat horse meat on the regular, I think. Is that not true?
Really?
All I can say is I'm certain they eat horse meat on a regular basis in lots of countries. Is that another elk?
That's all.
I don't get your joke about the elk. I'm sorry.
He had mentioned elks before.
Gotcha. No. The call was about a horse, so I went to find some horse sounds. I didn't have any horse sound effects, and now I do.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
You have Does anyone even know what an elk
is? That would be
like?
An elk.
Okay. An elk being played on your smartphone through the microphone. Probably the worst way to do sound effects.
A hideous sound, but
not a very recognizable
Mike,
one.
Mike, yeah, I get where you're coming from, man. I mean, horse, definitely a beautiful animal, and yeah, I can totally understand where you come from there. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. I think that's about it, man. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, you bring up, Mark, the point about the FDA and their categorization of, you know, what a word means. It doesn't always mean what you think it means.
Yes.
So, like, I've heard that grade A honey, for instance, means, like, a little bit of honey and then a crap load of
pure honey.
Sugar.
Pure honey is not doesn't need to be honey at all, I think.
Yeah. So there's that, and then, of course, you know, if something is advertised as chicken, a lot of times it's got a bunch of what they call rib meat in it, which is basically kind of like the filler of chicken, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that that goes on out there and you don't really know about unless you take the time to research the ingredients, and even, you know, even if the ingredient says something, it doesn't necessarily mean what it says. So
right,
really
it's very disturbing.
Yeah, you got to know your stuff when it comes to that.
You know, I think that... I think that we'll probably go to lab-grown meat before Americans accept the idea of eating horse meat without... I mean, people just aren't going to do it. They're just not going to accept it.
Depends on how hungry they are.
That much is true.
They're going to eat a dog if they're hungry enough.
That much is true.
So, I think they would also think that they would accept horse long before dog.
Dogs, cats, bunny rabbits, these things are a heck of a lot easier to breed than horses and cows. I mean, you know, that's the reason oxen were used for work.
So, let's get back to the list of the five things, or the five remaining of the 10 things that'll be different in a libertarian society, Mark, from the Future of Freedom Foundation.
That's right. Number 6. No more gun control. Again, there would be a total separation of guns and state. People would be free to bear arms without government interference. And this was, as I understand it, the idea of the Second Amendment entirely. I mean, we need 20,000 gun laws in this country in order for the right to keep and bear arms to not be infringed.
Hold on, Mark. We never got to the discussion about the regulations.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So hold that thought. We can get back to that here in a moment because
right.
Economic regulations. At the end of last hour, can you read exactly what Hornberger said about ending regulation?
No more economic regulations. There would be a total separation of economy and state. Just as we do not permit the government to subsidize or regulate religion, so it would be with the economy. The government would be prohibited from subsidizing or regulating economic activity.
Now, I think Jacob Hornberger is a brilliant guy. He's a really liberty-oriented dude and for a long time has been doing great outreach and putting out papers and newsletters and things like that. But it's statements like that that lead people to the conclusion, and I think it's a reasonable conclusion. They're jumping to it, but it's a reasonable jump to say, ha, see you libertarians, you just want corporations to pollute everything, and you want to, you know, you don't want any competition out there, you want them to be able to own everybody, and the company stores, you suggested, Johnson, and, you know, feudalism, corporate
feudalism.
Everybody's
going to be a wage slave!
Right.
Because I don't know what the word wage means.
Well, because they have this belief system that says that, well, government is keeping the corporations in line, that if it weren't for the government's regulations, these corporations would just be taking advantage left and right. They would be destroying the environment and hurting their workers and treating their customers like garbage. Why is that not the case if you get rid of government regulations? You want me to answer? I was asking you, but I can answer the question.
I was tweeting to Jacob Hornberger that we're reading his article, so I'm sorry.
Okay. So the answer is that in the marketplace, the marketplace, if left to its own volition, can police itself and will police itself. In fact, there are examples of how the marketplace does this today in the form of certifications. In the tech industry, Johnson, you're familiar with the tech industry. There are a myriad of certifications from a variety of companies for a variety of purposes, IT and a variety of other things. So, but not just tech. Also, ASE is a certification for automotive technicians. There are private certifications for food safety. Like ServSafe, 855, 453. We can talk more about certifications here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What?
Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. And do tell me, Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company. It's owned by Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you've got a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you. Accounts receivable is an arduous and vexing task for any business owner, and they can help you. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So we're talking about government regulation and how it is when libertarians are trying to communicate the idea of, as he described it, separation of state and, what was it, business or something like that? What did he say? This is the 10 things that Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation says would be different about a libertarian society. And then he, you know,
the economy and state is
the economy and state. So he's, you know, talking about getting rid of regulations. And if all you say is, boy, we shouldn't have any government regulations. That'd be great. If that's all you say, then it's totally understandable why people would say, well, you just want corporations to run roughshod over people's rights. You just want them to be able to take people's property from them.
Well,
you just
Jacob
want...
Hornberger has lots of articles where he fleshes out lots of...
I understand
just,
that.
You know.
Yes, this is a short article. I get that. I'm just telling you, this is a common problem with libertarians and the way they try to communicate their ideas.
Sure.
They don't communicate effectively on these issues. Same thing with the welfare point. You know, oh, well, let's get rid of welfare. That makes it sound like you want to throw poor people out into the street. Or you want, you know, old people to die without anybody caring about them. And that's why
what
libertarians...
you do, because all you libertarians worship Ayn Rand.
Well, that's certainly not true. I don't even know much about Ayn Rand, and everything I've heard about her, I didn't really like that much about her. She's a warmonger, from what I understand, and believes in the police state and all that. But
all you libertarians are hanging around with Glenn Beck.
Yeah, that's certainly not true either. I mean, I can understand why some of these myths get out there. And there's not much you can do about that. But if you're the one who's communicating and you're the one who's talking about the issue of ending welfare or ending regulations, then you have to explain to people how that's not going to throw the world into a crazy mess of, well, you know, confusion.
The answer is that people want regulations on businesses, not government regulations necessary, but they want businesses to be regulated.
But they don't know how else to do it.
Right. That is the truth. Is government is the lazy man's solution, and we can see what it brings.
Grab a gun.
I mean,
that's
for
it.
God's sake,
that's their solution.
200 years of government here in the United States, you'd think they'd have that crap wrapped up in a bow, but they don't. They can't get it. You can't get it right. The fact is that the best solution is competition in the area of regulation so that we can see more innovation. We can see which regulations work and which regulations don't. In the crucible of real life, as opposed to government bureaucrats lobbying each other or companies lobbying crucible? Government bureaucrats and that kind of thing. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
What's that?
I was just criticizing your language. Did you mean crucible?
Crucible?
Crucible.
You don't like that?
It's crucible.
I'll go ahead and look that up.
Yeah.
It's crucible.
Well, anyway, people don't know what the regulatory world would be like without the existence of the government. And it's important to paint that picture for folks. Like, look, this doesn't mean just because you get rid of government regulations doesn't mean your restaurant is going to poison you. Because, one, the restaurant wants you to come back, and they want you to tell your friends to come there, so they've got an interest in not poisoning you. But, of course, you can always cite examples of some, you know, health code violations that have been out there. I mean, there's the classic example of the rats running across the floor of the Taco Bell in New York City. Of course, that was moments after the government health inspector had just been in the store.
Right.
So, you know, the government's regulations leave a lot to be desired. So what you'd actually probably end up with in the free marketplace is, if it's true that people want to eat, you know, healthy food that hasn't been dropped on a rat and, you know, rat feces covered floor, then you'd probably end up seeing that the regulatory structure that would exist in the free market would be better. And indeed, if you look at some of these companies that franchise restaurants, they have their own inspectors that will show up
when
randomly.
When I was younger, I worked in a lot of fast food. I worked at like 4 different fast food restaurants, and they ranged in cleanliness. I worked in one that was absolutely spotless, and one that was like kind of gross, like, ooh, I don't want to eat here now.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them even really considered government inspection. It wasn't even a thing because the government inspector showed up so infrequently to actually do any kind of inspections. And at these giant fast food chains, the private inspectors are there like once a month. Like,
and
easily.
Is it random, or do they call first?
Sometimes they have some where they call first,
shoppers?
And some that are random, some that are secret shoppers. They come up with their own regulations and controls
that are frequently more stringent.
Oh, much more. Yeah, much, much more. I mean, it was, for example, when I worked at a particular Subway, they had their private inspectors showing up all the time, and I mean, the standards for what they would have for their private inspections were so much higher. I mean, the government inspections,
right.
like, forget about it. It's like,
so people don't realize
that. You have your meat to a certain temperature or whatever. Like, that's the only thing that they were really, like, ever even mildly concerned about. With the government inspectors, okay, make sure that, you know, make sure you have the tuna very, very cold or something like that. Whereas with the private inspectors, it's like, not only should it should be like, look a certain way, it should, you know, like, the vegetables need to have, you know, be like fluffed up and mm-hmm. you know, like, to a level that is just not, you know, not even close to what the expectation is for a government inspector.
I think it's important to communicate these things, yeah. right? So if you don't tell the rest of the story, then people are just going to presume you are looking to live in some kind of crazy anarchic world where there's no checks, there's no balances, and just throw it all out the window because you're crazy. And that sounds total. That makes so much sense.
Right.
And all it takes is just a little bit extra time to explain that to folks. And people don't even realize that. That's happening now. You take the government out of it, that stuff will still continue to happen. And you can still have third parties, too. So, like,
right.
you know,
and I think that's what will probably happen is somebody will step in and there'll be the, you know, the Mark Edges golden E of approval or whatever it is that they'll come up with.
Well, Consumer Reports does this today.
Zagat's rates restaurants currently. I would think that they would probably just step in and give some kind of rating to...
Yeah, Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, it's like consumer ratings. There is what Yelp is, and they're doing a good job of that.
Restaurants
Zagat is too now because it was bought by Google, right?
So. I didn't know that. It's interesting.
The restaurants will be touting their good ratings.
They do. The Yelp. There's actually Luca's downtown in Keene has a Yelp sticker on their front door, if I'm recalling correctly.
Sure. Why wouldn't they promote it? And so you've got to, at some point or another, you got to wonder. Yeah, if you're going to that fly-by-night, trailer or whatever that doesn't have any ratings on the side of it. By the way, I think that there's some great food produced in trailers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to...
You mean roach coaches or whatever? What do they call them?
Yes. Food trailers. But, I mean, I think that there's some great food produced there, but those probably have good ratings. I mean, they need to, you know, it's just competition in the area of ratings.
Yeah. So I hope that better explains that
if
particular
issue.
If you
think that the government rating is the highest rating that a restaurant or roach coach can get, you deserve food poisoning.
We'll continue with you and your thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE. So I think it's important to make sure that when you're communicating these ideas of getting the government out of X, that doesn't mean you want to destroy X. It just means that you think it would be better done, and it would be better taken care of in the marketplace. Consensually. Open to competition, where you could create your own rating service. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can connect to us on Skype as well. Doesn't get enough mentions, but I'm getting better at mentioning it. LRN.FM is our username there. Send us a contact request. You will be accepted, and then it makes it real easy to connect with us on Skype, and sounds pretty good. So 855-450-FREE is toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever your preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
The Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules, and likely these rule changes are not going to be favorable to borrowers, certainly not as favorable as the rules that we have right now. You need to take advantage of the best rates in the market and the lower costs before April the 1st of this year. You're obviously going to need specifics on this. I don't have those specifics, and I wouldn't have the time to explain them if I did, but you can call the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'll give you the number and the website here in a second. And he or one of his professionals will give you the rundown. Now, Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, has been on radio, talk radio, for many years. He's a respected name in the mortgage industry, and he can deal in, I believe, all 50 states. It's mortgageminuteguy.com. Again, that's mortgageminuteguy.com. The number is 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088 for the Mortgage Minute Guy at mortgageminuteguy.com.
To the phones and the fun. Pete's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pete.
Yes. Good evening.
Hey.
I agree with the comments about the restaurants. I'm a restaurateur, and the government inspections are a joke. Really?
Really? Give an example.
Yeah, they're pretty arbitrary. Well, it depends on which inspector you get.
Yep.
Each inspector is completely different. I've had one inspector come in, and all she did was take temperatures. And then the next inspector, they don't even look at a single temperature.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's...
So it's kind of a surprise in that
they're
way.
They're all looking at completely different things.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise in that way. Now, you know generally when they're coming, right?
No.
No, that you don't know when the government inspectors are coming?
I mean, normally they come... you know, once a quarter or so. Depends on where they have you. If you're more of a high risk, they come four times a year. If you're lower risk, they come like three times a year.
Really, but, I've talked to people in the industry that don't get visits nearly that often. It maybe it's your area or something.
Well, yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. The visits don't really come quite that often, but that's what they're scheduled for. But they're always saying they're shorthanded and all this, you know, stuff.
Of course they are.
I had a friend who is a
co-worker, actually, that was also a part-time citrus inspector, and
he got the burnout.
He was as busy as he could be. He'd go out with his government-issued truck and sit out there and smoke pot out in the citrus fields, and yeah, I mean, his day was full.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you a little bit more about Scott the Burnout and what he would do. So, yeah, he was a citrus inspector, and the way that he would prove that he was out doing his duty was that the truck had to have miles on it. That was the only thing that they checked on. Like, as far as his administrators at the citrus inspection office or whatever they were, they would just, you know, oh, he's got miles on his truck. He must be out working. So,
so he's driving around. Still.
So he was driving around getting high.
Oh, God.
Yep. Anyway, sorry, go ahead with your call.
Anyway, the reason that I called was I was listening to last night's podcast, and I was surprised by Mark's comments that he called the LAPD murderers. Now, I'm not one to say that the LAPD is innocent of anything. I mean, they're certainly a very bad organization, but... if you're involved in a gunfight and they burn the house down, you know, I don't know that, you know, if they're involved in a gunfight, they're exchanging gunfire and somebody dies, that's just what happens. I don't know that one of them's a murderer unless one of the sides initiated the gunfight. And we don't know who initiated it.
Well, even I called Mark out on that one.
I don't remember you saying that.
It wasn't fair to call all of the LAPD murderers.
Oh, I see.
They're all individuals.
So, well, the ones that set the fire, right? Well,
that I would agree with, yes.
So what evidence do we have that there wasn't somebody being held in that cabin?
I don't think we have any evidence that there was or wasn't.
Right. I mean, you know, I for one, it's wholly irresponsible to do such a thing.
Oh, so you guys haven't heard about the news article today that says that they saw somebody exit the cabin and then the police forced them back in.
That was also a claim, is that there was that's a marshal had said that. And I don't know what that means. How do you force somebody back in?
You point guns at them
and tell them, go back inside. We're going to set this place on fire.
I don't know. Maybe it was already on fire at the time.
But I it's so weird. I mean, I don't even know what to do with that statement.
Well, let's
get back to the murder issue statement.
It's
an unlawful killing, and that's what murder is, and it's unlawful.
Not unlawful when they do it. They're the police. They are the law.
They're supposed to be trying to take this guy into custody.
I mean, my point was, you know, if two people are exchanging gunfire and you know, if I'm defending myself and I kill somebody, I shouldn't be a murderer.
I totally agree.
But you're not defending yourself from a guy in a hole up in a cabin.
If I initiated the gunfire and he shot back and, yeah, we're shooting each other and I do eventually kill him, yeah, I am a murderer.
Right, or if you toss a firebomb into the cabin, that would also make you a murderer, right?
If you're in the middle of a gunfight...
No. If you just toss a firebomb into the cabin.
With the intention of burning it down.
In the middle of a gunfight is what I heard.
What do you mean by the middle of a gunfight? There was, you know, hours going on in between here. So, you know,
there was allegedly one gunshot.
You could even go back last week where, you know, are they just simply picking up the gunfire where they left off last week?
So is it a week-long gunfight?
They exchanged gunfire last week, too. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, you know...
Well,
the next John Woo movie.
Does the gunfight stop after he gets the handcuffs on? Because then they could just cap him in the back of the head then, because there was a gunfight last week.
Obviously, that's a different situation. But.
Well, they had the guy under control. I mean, he was surrounded. And I think killing a man that's surrounded when you don't have to, that's murder to me.
But if they're exchanging gunfire with the man...
He didn't have that many rounds. He didn't exchange gunfire over the course of hours with them.
What I heard was that they were in the middle of a gunfight. A gunfight ensued, while he was in the cabin. Now,
no, one shot was supposedly fired, supposedly after the cabin was already on fire, so it's inconclusive whether or not it was actually a gunshot, because it might have just been something exploding because of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
And, you know, the one shot is also supposedly Dorner maybe taking his own life. So, yep, no gunfight. It was just them burning him alive inside the house.
Okay.
How long after a shot was fired?
I saw that there was a gunfight going on, and then the cabin caught blaze, and no one really knows.
You know, and the other really...
The LAPD is certainly reporting we don't know how the fire started.
Right, the thing that I find most interesting about, you know, the multiple news stories and sources and all these confusing, conflicting pieces of information is that apparently they found Dorner's wallet and ID on the Mexican border, and then also found it inside the house. What?
Yeah, I heard that last night. I didn't hear anything about it being in the house. I did hear about it being on the border.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
What I find interesting about that is how are you going to find a driver's license and a wallet inside of a house that has burnt to nothing?
We've talked.
I don't know
about
if you've
this.
Ever seen pictures of the site. Well, you know where the house was that has burnt to the ground. There's nothing left.
Mark said that
the driver's license supposedly survived that.
He was supposedly in the basement.
Okay.
And Mark said that if you're in the basement, then that could mean that your wallet might survive the fire.
Maybe.
If your 270-pound body was laying on top of
right.
the wallet.
Yeah,
so
that
maybe there's a chance. But that doesn't explain where the other wallet came from.
Right, right.
So 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. And I tend to agree if there's not an active firefight going on, then, you know, at some point you call it done.
Right.
After so many minutes have passed, it's no longer a firefight, right?
Seems fair to me.
Right,
I still don't
think it's fair to work hard enough.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line, and there's no chance we're going to get through the remainder of those five remaining things that will be different about a libertarian society, so Mark, bookmark that, and maybe we can wrap that up
okay.
Saturday night, because you won't be here tomorrow. You don't do the Friday show.
That's correct.
So 855-450-FREE gets you in to talk about whatever's on your mind, and you can, of course, join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. There was something in the Free State Project newsletter this month that I thought was a really great story, and I wanted to share it on the radio here because we're all Free State Project participants. We have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty, something I was doing today in the State House where I endured a five-hour-long session of hearings about cannabis decriminalization or legalization. Maybe 2013 will be the year for New Hampshire. Maybe we will. I don't know if we're going to see, you know, full decrim or legalization or if any of this will go forward, but we've had some positive indicators in the past where medical, for instance, and I think decrim maybe at one point actually did pass the House. It ended up being vetoed by the governor, if I'm recalling correctly, and I'm sure someone will correct me if I am wrong about this, but if you get enough people together in the same place who love freedom, you're going to have an effect. Because people getting active in a concentrated manner makes a difference. And that's the whole idea behind the Free State Project.
I think the Free State Project has proven that.
It has been proven. And there's new people showing up all the time. So one of the things they do in the Free State Project newsletter, which comes out on a monthly basis, is every now and then, or maybe it's once per newsletter, but often enough, they feature some of those new movers and their story. So I wanted to share these folks and their story with you. It's Angela and Emmett Harris, and this is their story about making the move. After the winds of Winter Storm Nemo had subsided and the raspy protests of shovels scraping pavement commingled with the mechanized purr of snowblowers moving mounds of nature's frozen tears, we took a
I've never heard a snowblower purr. Those things rumble.
We took a much-needed respite from our participation in the clearing activities to reflect on our new life in the Granite State. The two of us have been through our share of winter storms, but Jeremy, our teenage son who made the move with us, left New England before he had developed a full appreciation of some of the nastier offspring old man winter and Mother Nature can create. For the better part of the past decade, and hence the majority of his life, we had lived in the balmier climes of North Carolina. Freezing temperatures weren't foreign, but their stay was usually brief and rarely were they accompanied by more than a dusting of the white stuff. That said, you might suspect that a generational storm would dampen our enthusiasm as one of the newest families to officially move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Are they claiming that Nemo was a generational storm?
That's some of the things that were said about Nemo, is that it was like one of the biggest storms of a lifetime kind of thing.
Okay, maybe for some of the places that it that hit the hardest, you know. In,
right, like 20-something, 40 inches of snow.
40 inches of snow in like Connecticut. That's a lot. out my house at 15 inches, you know, color me a little unimpressed.
Well, for some people, the whole cold thing's a big objection to the Free State Project. So.
Yes, but it's not generational. I'm just saying that Nemo's not generational.
Yeah. That's the way it was promoted on the Weather Channel. Look, and in places like
there,
that.
There are disadvantages and advantages to cold weather as far as New Hampshire and a freedom destination. The fact is that people want warmer climes. You can get people to move to your warmer state without offering them freedom. You can offer them warmth. So the colder climes will keep out people that do not have the same goals that you do.
I totally agree with you. But there's no doubt that people object to the cold factor in New Hampshire. Even people that love liberty, there's, oh, it's cold up there. And so their point is a good one, that you would think that if the first thing you experience when you move to New Hampshire is this ginormous storm that dumps, you know, feet of snow upon you, that maybe that would dampen someone's enthusiasm, is what they suggest. But on the contrary, they say, we found Nemo to be a welcome challenge, telling us it's time to put up or shut up. One snowstorm isn't enough to make us re-examine our pursuit of liberty in our lifetime. Our journey to the Free State ended up being a long one. We had heard about it while we were living on Cape Cod. At that time, a state had yet to be chosen for the Free State Project. Though we knew New Hampshire was in the running, our family was rapidly outgrowing our starter home. And in addition to Jeremy, we have two older kids who are in college. At a time when one of the innumerable Fed bubbles was manifesting in skyrocketing real estate prices, New Hampshire's home market was rising as fast as the market in Massachusetts, so instead of making the trek north of the border, we began eyeing property in the south. The bubble's effect down there wasn't as severe, and we were able to find a larger home without breaking our diminutive bank. As time passed, the National Free State Project faded away for us. Our love of liberty was still strong and growing, but our attention was focused on more proximate activism. We found North Carolina has a vibrant liberty community. Unfortunately, unlike New Hampshire, the size of the Tar Heel state's population tends to dwarf most efforts to create a freer society. But through our involvement with various groups there, we ended up meeting local activists who told us about a week-long event called Porkfest that takes place in the Great North Woods, and it stands for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a yearly event the Free State Project puts on up here. It's a lot of fun. It didn't take much convincing for us to plan the trip, and in the process, the Free State Project was thrust back into the forefront of our minds. The 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival was damp, cold, and the most fun we've ever had in our lives. Being in a place with more than 1,000 individuals who value and espouse liberty was like a great awakening. This is how life could be. According to their post here, Porkfest offered a concrete example of a freely functioning community. It was truly amazing to behold. By the close of our second day at Porkfest, we decided that it was time to move beyond the baby step of being Free State Project signatories and take the giant leap toward creating that better world now.
It's a big deal to pick up and move your life, and I would not diminish that for a second.
We were going to make the move. While we wanted to relocate immediately, it ended up taking us about a year and a half and another Porkfest to finalize our move. At last, we were on the road to the Free State. We were a bit concerned about traveling north in the middle of winter. Inclement weather can turn a long trip into a grueling nightmare. Providence must have been on our side because nary a flurry fell. The only hindrance was a stretch of fog beginning in Pennsylvania. It was thick and at times made us fear we would veer from the road, but we stayed the course. Then at last, the fog lifted, and we were home. We arrived in Manchester in the middle of January, and despite the cold weather, were warmly welcomed into an instant community of like-minded friends. Within our first 2 weeks, we mingled at a porcupine happy hour at Strange Brew, joined the audience at the Artsy Fartsy Party, where we met a sizable group of other Free Staters, and went to a fundraiser to assist an activist to get her wheels back under her. We attended the monthly Merrimack Valley Porcupines meeting and a new movers party, and received notice of multiple rallies, hearings, and other activist events to choose from. The most challenging part of the move thus far has been finding a calendar big enough to fit all the political and social happenings in the area. Although we've only been here a short time, we look forward to taking part in the vibrant and motivated Free Stater community. If our first few weeks are any indication, we have an exciting road ahead of us. Moving to New Hampshire was the right decision.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad it worked out for him. I mean, we need more of that.
Absolutely.
People who are, you know, the biggest complaints about coming to the Free State Project are A, weather. And unless you've got some kind of medical, you know, problem with cold, I just don't want to hear it. I frankly find that to be a pathetic excuse.
We all moved up from Florida, every one of us.
Right, every one of us is Floridians here. I mean, not natural born necessarily, but from Florida.
Well, you and I were born there.
That's right, Johnson.
Right. No, I mean, before Florida, I was, you know, in school in Maine. So.
But you came and lived down in Florida for years.
10 years.
Chose to move up to the Free State Project. Yep. And so, you know, whatever your excuse is about cold, I don't want to hear it. Family, I got you. Job, important. These are important aspects, and I get those complaints. But the weather's an advantage to the Free State Project.
Right. It keeps a lot of status out of here.
And the fair weather activists. The fair weather activists. I mean, you know, if the weather's keeping you out of New Hampshire,
right.
So good.
Right. Another way to put this would be, so wait a minute. You're telling me that the reason you wouldn't want to be around 19,999 other hardcore liberty activists is because you don't like the cold? Okay. Good luck. You know, what do you say to that? Good luck where you are.
I mean,
how's that going for you?
You know, the way I think of it, actually, and most people don't address it, they're like, oh, you know, you liberty, blah, blah, blah. You know, they come up with other reasons to talk to these people about it. The fact that someone even brings that up and says it, like, actually says that thought that they had aloud, like, opens their mouth and actually lets that fall out of their mouth, like, oh, but it's cold. Really? That's your level of commitment to freedom? Okay.
Well, I don't. I said that early on too. Is, you know,
my objection when I first heard about it.
I voted for Delaware, or was hoping for Delaware.
But then again, when I first heard about it, it was, you know, before the vote. It was just an idea at that point.
Exactly.
Now you've got evidence showing this is more than an idea. This is happening. There are over 1,000 people here. They're getting active. They're getting elected. I mean, I was in this hearing today. There were at least 3 Free State Project state representatives who testified.
Yeah.
So we're out of time for tonight, but back tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.